Chapter 4. I don't have what it takes. If you hear a voice within you say you cannot paint, then by all means paint, and that voice will be silenced. Vincent van Gogh. The common limiting voice, I don't have what it takes, is a big part of what keeps people stuck and keeps them incessantly seeking permission and approval. We may not use this phrase outright, of course, because it would be tough to think well of ourselves if we did. So instead, it will often appear in the form of a complaint. For example, when I was avoiding pursuing a career as an actor and a filmmaker, this core belief of mine was hidden behind a few basic complaints and a few limiting internal conversations. It's notoriously hard to break into that industry, or it's all about who you know or who you're related to in the industry. If we zoom out on this idea that we don't have what it takes, we can see that it's most likely the result of an unexamined belief system. We can't know whether we have what it takes unless we spend time and effort pursuing it, and I certainly wasn't, and sometimes still don't, that is, when I revert back to taking these voices at their word. When this is the case, I find myself feeling content to have those thoughts stop me in my tracks, giving me an excuse to avoid taking risks. But once I get busy on the road of the daily tasks of being an actor and a filmmaker, I remember that wondering if I do or don't have what it takes isn't a productive thought that will lead me toward the success that I desire. There is a possible shift of mind here called capacity. New dreamers ask themselves whether they have the capacity to find the resources they need to be successful. That's a more productive thought, a question that will serve us better when it comes to accomplishing our goals. So it's not a question of whether I have what it takes to be successful doing this or that, which usually makes me feel depressed or defeated. It's a question of my resourcefulness and my tenacity. The question takes me out of the victim mindset and puts the ball back into my court. Then I can ask myself the follow-up question. Am I willing to commit to finding the resources I need and doing whatever it takes to be successful at this? If the answer is no, it's not a problem, but at least now I can get out of the shame of saying, I don't have what it takes, and get back into the position of power, understanding that this is a choice of mine rather than something that is out of my control. If the answer is yes, then I ask myself, what's the smallest possible step that I can take to get myself onto the path of realizing this worthy ideal? And then I take that step. If you could hear a voice within you say, I can't sing, or I can't act, or I can't start a small business, then take action, take the first step, and that voice will be silenced. What can you do? I can research a new piece of music to learn, or I can sign up for a new acting class, or I can draft up a business plan. Given your current resources, what can you do now? Are you willing to write down one action right now that will silence those limiting thoughts? Maybe it's doing your vocal exercises today or choosing to do them daily every morning as part of your morning routine. If you want to act, maybe it's time to begin setting aside money for some headshots. If you want to dance, maybe it's time to look into local dance studios that offer classes. Whatever it is coming to mind for you right now, are you willing to do it?